Sodor Stories. From the island of Sodor straight to your home.
Gordon Goes Foreign by Reverend W. Audrey. Read by Toby Yelland. Lots of people travel to the big station at the end of the line. Engines from the mainland sometimes pulled their trains. These engines stay the night and go home the next day. Gordon was talking one day to one of them.
"When I was young," he said, "I remember going to London. Do you know the place? The station's called King's Cross."
"King's Cross?" snorted the engine. "London is Euston. Everyone knows that."
"Rubbish," said Duck. "London's Paddington. I know. I worked there."
They argued till they went to sleep. They argued when they woke up. They were still arguing when the other engine went away.
"Stupid thing," said Gordon crossly. "I've no patience."
"Stupid yourself," said Duck.
"London's Paddington. Paddington, do you hear?"
"Stop arguing," James broke in. "You make me tired." "You both agreed about something anyway."
"What's that?"
"London's not Euston," laughed James. "Now shut up." Gordon rolled away, still grumbling.
"I'm sure it's King's Cross. I'll go and prove it."
But that was easier said than done. London lay beyond the big station at the end of the line. Gordon had to stop there. Another engine then took his train.
"If I didn't stop," he thought, "I could go to London."
One day, he ran right through the station. Another time, he tried to start before the fireman could uncouple his coaches. He tried all sorts of tricks, but it was no good. His driver checked him every time.
"Oh dear," he thought sadly, "I'll never get there."
One day, he pulled the express to the station as usual. His fireman uncoupled the coaches and ran on to his siding, waiting till it was time to go home. The coaches waited and waited at the platform, but their engine didn't come. A porter ran over to speak to Gordon's driver.
"The inspector's on the platform. He wants to see you."
The driver climbed down from the cab and walked over. He came back a few minutes looking excited.
"What's happened?" said his fireman. "The engine for the express turned over when it was coming out of the yard. Nothing else can come in or out. They want us to take the train to London. I said we would if Sir Topham Hatt agrees. They telephoned and he said we could do it. How's that?"
Gordon smiled.
"We'll show them what the Fat Controller's engines can do. Come on," he whistled. "Let's go."
He rolled quickly over the crossing and backed onto the train. It was only a few minutes before the guard blew his whistle, but Gordon thought it was ages.
"Come on, come on," he puffed to the coaches. "Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on."
"We're going to town, we're going to town," sung the coaches. Slowly at first, then faster and faster. Gordon found that London was a long way away.
"Never mind," he said. "I like a good long run to stretch my wheels."
But all the same, he was glad when London came in sight. The Fat Controller came into his office the next morning. He looked at the letters on his desk. One had a London postmark.
"I wonder how Gordon's getting on," he said.
The station master knocked and came in. He looked excited.
Excuse me, sir. Have you seen the news?"
"Not yet. Why?"
"Just look at this, sir."
The Fat Controller took the newspaper.
"Good gracious me," he said. There's Gordon. Headlines too. Famous engine at London station. Police called to control crowds.
The fat controller read on, absorbed.
Gordon returned the next day. The fat controller spoke to his driver and fireman.
I see you had a good welcome in London.
We certainly did. We signed autographs till our arms ached. And Gordon had his photograph taken from many different directions that he didn't know where to look.
Good, smiled the fat controller. I expect you enjoyed yourself, didn't you, Gordon?
No, sir, I didn't.
Why ever not?
London is all wrong, answered Gordon sadly. They've changed it. It isn't King's Cross anymore. It's St. Pancras.